So what really makes a hot toddy? Stay tuned for this week's episode of 90.5 WESA Social Club. Hello and welcome to Social Club for the weekend of Friday, November 4th. I feel like it's holiday season.
Merry Christmas. Lost my train of thought. Happy holidays.
I'm Sarah Kovach, the digital editor here at WESA, and with us is Josh Rollerson, our morning edition host.
My train pulled out of the station weeks ago. I'm still trying to catch up.
I feel you.
Yeah.
And of course, we have Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh.
Maybe you're crashing from all your sugar.
I think that actually may be right because, as we know, yesterday was Halloween and I ate so much candy.
Oh, God,
it was unbelievable.
Yes.
Yeah. Just all day long, just mainlining Kit Kats.
Mm-hmm. They're delicious.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you noticed, I brought in my surplus candy from last night.
I did. My initial instinct when I saw it this morning was, then immediately was like, woohoo.
How do kids not?
It's a real roller coaster.
Realize that you're stealing their candy.
There's just so much of it. They have no concept.
Was there anything surprising?
I was going to say kids are so dumb.
That's true.
Yes.
Kids are idiots.
Was there anything that you were like, what the, that people gave?
No, actually it was kind of boring. People are so predictable. Everybody goes to Costco and buys the same like mega pack. It's like almost uniformly now, though. It's like the good stuff. It's all chocolate and, you know, none of the fruity, sugary things.
I don't know what the... posted on the Facebooks, my hated candy was Sugar Daddies.
What are Sugar Daddies?
Oh, it was so gross. It was
hard caramel lollipop.
Yeah, but
with a paper wrapper that always sticks to the candy
And
itself.
It was probably Dennis' worst nightmare. People probably pulled out teeth chewing it. It is intense, and it's disgusting, and it's called Sugar Daddies.
Gross.
Which I don't know how that passed.
I remember getting so many Tootsie Rolls.
I hate Tootsie Rolls.
I think there was one Tootsie Roll in my kids.
I actually like Tootsie Rolls, but you know what I really
Tootsie
like?
Tootsie Rolls waning in popularity.
Well, you know, I really like the colorful, wrappered, flavored Tootsie Rolls. I feel like they seem even waxier, but I only see them at Halloween, and like, I really enjoy them.
No.
Although, speaking of candy, we've had a lot of candy debates in the office recently.
Oh, man. I clearly missed it. There was some kind
of... I know. Well, because it happened in the afternoon. You're gone by then.
I got this frantic text from Liz.
Yeah.
What are your top five?
Oh. Did you answer
I thought she was joking.
Top five candy?
But then I did answer when I realized it was very serious.
It was very serious. Yeah. So we had a little debate going around the newsroom, and then we decided to open it up to the whole office to basically take a poll of everybody's top Halloween candies. And we have some results here.
Drum roll, please.
Oh, should we break this news from a holiday that's now been over for several days?
Yeah. Everybody to know. I want you guys to know. Because this is
This is the appropriate platform for this project.
Who like food, and I feel like people probably have strong feelings, which we learned yesterday in the office. So, this is WESA and WYP.
Okay.
The all-over champions were number one, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Followed by Twix, then Kit Kat, which is my favorite. I'm about Kit Kat. Then Butterfinger, and then Snickers. I was surprised Snickers was down at five.
All chocolate.
Yeah, they're all chocolate. So
chocolate is
superior.
But no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I agree that chocolate
is my favorite is Sour Patch Kids.
Aren't my counterpart on the digital desk, Megan, agrees with you on that. She had a strong hand for Sour Patch Kids.
Sour
yesterday.
Patch Kids are number one in my book.
Well, you're an outlier, I'm afraid. The people
so
have
good.
Spoken and
Sour
chocolate
Patch
won.
And Starburst.
So, there is a secondary list of fruity candies. That the top fruity candies, even though they didn't make it into the top five. And that Skittles was number one, which I think Skittles are like terrible.
Yeah.
My
Sour Patch Kids
mother somehow got it in her head that my husband loves Skittles. And so she kept buying him Skittles for a stocking every Christmas. And he's like, why do I keep getting Skittles?
It's like three boyfriends ago, is that?
Yeah, probably. And I was like, I don't know. And then I asked her once, or we were talking about Christmas, and she's like, oh, I have to get Skittles. And I was like, why do you think Kevin likes Skittles? And she's like, he loves them, doesn't he? And I was like, okay, so I just rolled with it. So every year she asks me, she's like, remind me again, like, what he likes for a stocking. I'm like, Skittles. Yeah. So now I get Skittles every year.
Well, it's November now. You should be giving her a call. Just let her know, hey, don't forget.
Don't forget the Skittles. Get the Skittles.
It's okay. She goes shopping for...
Oh, she's already handled it.
No,
she's
no. She's got all the shopping. No, no, no. She goes shopping on Christmas Eve at 4 p.m. at the dollar store.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's one of my people.
Yeah, stocking same here. Stuffers. Yeah, so we've got plenty of time.
All right.
Do not worry.
Well, now that we've got the candy debate out of the way.
Yeah, it's on to the holidays. Is that right?
Back to the grind.
No, back to the...
Candy time's over.
No, this what? Is just still ramping up.
There's more candy?
It's still pumpkin spice season.
Ugh.
It's cookie time soon.
All right, I can get on board with cookie time.
Yeah, it's sugar cookies and...
Ugh.
Is the cookie table thing exclusively a wedding thing, or is that just all purpose? Like, can I just have a cookie table because
sure.
I love cookies?
I think you could for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
Okay.
So yeah, holiday season is upon us. So I have no holiday events. Just gonna preface that, but
think about it.
Yeah. Just
go
think
down
about
to
it.
Target where they've certainly already got the Christmas displays up.
Yeah.
Can we just agree to just put a moratorium on this for a couple of weeks? Can we not do Christmas yet?
No. I saw one of my friends Christmas. Yesterday posted on Facebook two pictures, and it was like one half of the waterfront. It was the Halloween store, and then it was like the other part of the waterfront. It was all the Christmas trees were up. It was fully decked out.
Well, there was supposedly a little hoopla about downtown putting up decorations already for Christmas, and they had to literally investigate it apparently for the people who want to know. People need
to
know.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you can't have a hoopla without, you know, oversight.
So I feel like I saw the mayor's office was quoted or something where we have new decorations for Christmas downtown, and they're electronic somehow, so the electrical wiring had to be done early. So that's why they were very early this year. So anyone who was distraught by holiday decorations being up in the past couple weeks, know that there is a reason.
There's a logical explanation.
And happy holidays.
Okay.
Again. So going on to this weekend, non-holiday weekend, but the first weekend of November, we are kicking off with the Wizard World Comic Con Pittsburgh. So
ooh, what?
I'm confused. There's a couple Comic Cons in Pittsburgh, right? Or is this the main one? Does anyone know?
Yeah, there's also Wizard World is different from Steel City Con, right? Which
okay.
I think is
I've
usually in Monroeville.
Yeah, I didn't think any of them were that big, but I haven't actually been to one.
I actually think they are, from what I've gathered.
Pretty big?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I mean,
I feel like most cons. I
think cons generally are big right now. Yeah.
End up getting people that are exciting guests most of the time, so that's maybe a draw.
Okay. Who's on the list?
Well, I read through the list and didn't recognize anyone. So you guys are going to have to cover
this. I don't know if I'm saying his name right, but John Berthnall,
Shane, right?
Yeah, Shane on The Walking Dead. Yeah. Which I feel like a lot. That is like the most popular show on cable TV, I think.
I don't want to talk about it. So it was a little upsetting, but.
He's been dead for a couple of seasons, though, right?
Yeah, he was bad. He's a bad guy.
Yeah.
He's been in a couple different things recently.
Too. Yeah, I can't think of any of them.
It's kind of ironic that he was on a zombie show and now his character is dead and he's back from the dead.
Oh,
totally.
So deep.
It's not ironic. It's something else.
No. No, Alanis Morissette. It is not.
No.
And then who?
Don't you think?
Someone else from Star Trek. Is that what you said?
Oh, Nichelle Nichols? Yeah.
Yeah.
And Kevin Sorbo, Hercules.
Sure.
So there you go.
He's in all of those, isn't he?
I thought
every con, doesn't he just like just go from one to another?
Maybe.
I don't
know.
That
sounds right. I'm not sure what else Kevin Sorbo. No offense, Kevin Sorbo. But
I thought,
know what else he's up
yeah,
to.
There are some people that are regular players on the circuit. Which, you know, you got to make that dough. So whatever you can do. So Friday through Sunday is the Comic Con, and you'll get to meet and greet with these celebs as well as booths and booths and booths full of pop culture, movies, comics, cosplay, video gaming. Pretty much if you're downtown and you're not going to this, you're still going to be entertained because you're going to see a lot of really great costumes. So it's like Halloween all over again.
It's almost like halfway to furry season.
Oh, my gosh. I did see a furry. I had a furry trick-or-treater. And then I thought she was kind of tall.
Was this a
tall.
Child?
Well, they were kind of tall. And then I was thinking, if you were a short adult, are you with me?
Mm, yeah, I see where you're going with this.
You could put
a
mask on.
It's an interesting conundrum.
You're out, Josh. You're totally out.
But what about this, though? What about somebody that's committed enough to actually... You know, to really put an ambitious costume together and commit to it, do they get a, you know, an exemption? I feel like if you really dazzle me with your costume and I'm not too creeped out by you trick or treating, I might give you some candy.
Well, I just tend to be pretty non-confrontational, so I just can't see myself, even if I was creeped out, being like, no, you can't have candy.
I think I'd be creeped out if you legit had a pillowcase or like an orange jack-o'-lantern trick-or-treating thing with you and your kids got it and then you like shoved it in my face. I'd be like, I wouldn't deny you again, like Sarah said, but I think it'd be really weird. But you could put a mask on if you're below 5 foot, I feel like, and totally get away with it. Because this furry, I think, was at least, there were two questionable people that came to my house. The furry was at least high school, if not older. And then there was one dude, I think he was like working into retirement, I swear. He was at least like, I seem like 25, but who do I know?
He probably really needs that candy.
Yeah.
Can I just say, last night we had a creepy moment. I was handing out candy with my friend who lives on the south side, and he lives in one of the alleys. But people were coming down the alley pretty regularly. But then toward the end of the night, a car rolls down, and there's just four people in it with like scream masks on. Just staring out the window at us, and we were like, and then they opened the doors, and I was like, oh my God, what's gonna happen? What's gonna happen? Are we getting stabbed? And then they're just, and they're all like young girls trick or treating, but I just thought it was really funny. It looked so creepy when they rolled up.
That sounds terrifying.
So the clowns didn't attack. I was expecting some clown stuff to happen.
They're very pleasant, but it just, I feel like I should show, I took a picture. I'll show you guys later.
Okay.
It didn't happen unless there's a picture. So we also have, this is near and dear to my heart because I've seen both really awful movies.
Stop.
Sarah looks really excited right now.
Spice World versus Cool as Ice is at Row House Cinema on Friday from 7:30 to 11 p.m. I may have walked out of Spice World, I'm not going to lie, but I have for sure seen both of them.
You walked into Spice World in the first place?
I know.
Spice.
I think that's the scandal here.
Cool as Ice was awesome. P.S.
Spice World was awesome.
Are you guys young enough to have appreciated the Spice Girls non-ironically?
Oh,
would
yeah.
Would you have gone to this movie because you were into it?
No, yeah. When it came out, I was like 11.
In the sweet spot.
I was in high school.
Yeah.
But
I can't even tell you like how many times I tried to find platform sneakers and put my hair in pigtails like Baby Spice. I wanted to be Baby Spice.
I was like, when they became big, I was studying abroad in the UK. I was, yes, in my past life as a Spice Girl. I was in the UK, and there's this weird thing where lots of American pop culture makes its way over there, and it's big there. Like, they had just discovered South Park at the time, and it was like, I don't know, 1999. Anyway, this is like, you see those things, and then there's like British culture that is completely alien to me, but they seem to also find it relevant. And the Spice Girls were definitely in that category at the time. Like, they were fairly new and they were very big, but it was clearly like, these are sort of your second-rate British celebrities that, you know, nobody else in the world cares about. And I got home at the end of the semester and Spice Girls were everywhere. It was very disorienting.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you needed to spice up your life as well.
Yeah, spice up your life.
Clearly.
Well, if you need a little... baby scary, posh,
oregano,
ginger, and
yeah, that was one of them.
Sporty in your life. I think I named them all.
Yeah, yeah. I think that sounds right.
This is the night for you. And both movies are $10 each. It doesn't say encouraged for dressing up, but I really would. So
I would encourage it.
We also on Saturday have the Pancake and Booze underground art show at Spirit, where there will be 50 emerging artists live body painting, which I think that means people are naked and then they get painted.
I feel like
on.
We've discussed live body painting before.
Did we?
I feel like we had
a... That doesn't ring a bell.
No.
I don't
know. That doesn't mean anything.
I don't know, maybe. But what we can discuss is that there's going to be a free pancake bar, which is pretty awesome.
Holla.
Yeah. So $5, but including pancakes, I'm all about that. And that's Saturday starting at 8 p.m.
Bring your own pumpkin spice for them.
Yes.
Will you stop with the pumpkin spice?
I'm sorry. Never. It's the season.
And then we have the harvest tasting. Farm to table harvest tasting, which is at the produce terminal, kind of back where they all began, because that was where the Pittsburgh Public Market used to be. And I think they might have had a harvest tasting there back in the day. Farm to table goods. So your favorite cheese, chocolate, jams, homemade wines.
Jam is my jam.
Homemade breads, probably cookies.
Can I offer an alternative to the pumpkin spice?
Please.
Seasonal beverage.
Yes.
Gingerbread
we
latte?
Just did this last night. We took this trick-or-treating. My wife and I were traveling in Western New York a couple of weeks ago, and like there's apples, a lot of apples. Mm-hmm. So we brought home some cider from a cider house. And last night, heated it up. I don't know. And this is my question, too. Does this count as a hot toddy? Is that a generic term for a hot, alcoholic, spicy beverage that one consumes in the winter, or is that a specific recipe? We had hot, like, mulled cider.
Okay.
And we put a little bit of apple whiskey in it, whatever they call that. So good.
That sounds excellent.
And it was not at all cloying in that pumpkin spice
was
way.
Was for the whole family?
It was basically the same spice profile, but with apples.
That sounds excellent. And I'm also delighted to hear I was not the only person boozing it while during trick or treat.
Oh, you carried these around?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, in a mug. It looked very...
There was a rumor that in my neighborhood, someone passed out homemade wine to adults, which I would think that would be...
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
A little questionable, but I probably would still drink it. I've taken cookies from the Incline worker before.
I mean, I feel like homemade wine just generally could be questionable. You know, you get someone who doesn't know what they're doing.
True.
Oh, this was homemade wine?
Yeah, apparently they were passing out homemade wine. So you could end up being like the favorite on the block or the one to not go to.
Okay, that's a little trickier.
You never know. But I can guarantee that the vendors at Farm to Table Harvest Tasting are going to be awesome. No questions asked. And it's $15 to $25 gets you in and gets you a wide array of samples. So you can head down to the strip on Saturday. And then if you are a vegan, Pittsburgh Vegan Festival Fall Edition is on Saturday, 12 p.m. It is at the Unitarian Universalist. It's a long name. Unitarian Universalist Church of the North Hills. And the list is long in terms of the vegan options we have here. Some I've never even heard of, which is I think awesome, because a lot of places making their way in the vegan culture in Pittsburgh.
I've always heard good things about Loving Hut.
Me too.
It was on there, but I haven't actually been.
Yeah, me too. Lots of great places on here, as well as drinks and then entertainment. So you can head out there and check out some vegan bites. And then we have Houdini 100. So this is rounding out the weekend on Sunday. So Lee Terbosek is a Pittsburgh magician who is recreating a stunt that Houdini did in Pittsburgh 100 years ago, where he
got punched in the stomach and died.
No,
not one of his better stunts.
I would not want him to die, Lee.
Not a Houdini fan.
No, that's how Houdini died. He was like going around daring people to punch him in the stomach. That was one of his.
It sounds like the duels. Like when you're like, let's do a duel and shoot at each other.
Punch me as hard as you can, right in the gut.
Is it like pull my finger, but deadly?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, God.
Very, very wrong.
So this is a little bit different. Lee will be hanging upside down with a straitjacket, and he will be getting out. I want to say within a couple minutes. I can't remember the exact minute count, but it's supposed to be really fast. And that starts at 10:30, the festivities downtown, on Liberty Avenue, corner of Liberty Avenue and Wood Street. So I think it's going to be pretty cool if you enjoy magic or you're just...
That would be interesting to watch.
Hanging out downtown and you see a man hanging from a crane.
Yeah, I'd stop and gawk at that for a while.
Yeah. And also an extra special bonus event is on Wednesday the 9th at East End Brewing, the Tap Room on 19th Street down in the Strip. We will be doing a Between Two Fermenters. Get it?
I love it.
Okay, good. Talk between Scott from East End, Brian from Grist House, Dan from Commonwealth Press, and then I will be heading up the panel as a moderator. It's $10, which gets you an East End beer and a Grist House beer and a evening full of fun and merriment. And bring your questions because
totally
these guys
awesome.
Love to talk about what they do.
And I had the impression this is going to maybe be a series of talks.
Hopefully. So make it happen, guys, and come on out so you can support and this can become a thing where you can hear from a lot of different local brewers.
Cool.
So head over to yelp.com for more info. So that rounds out the weekend, guys. Hopefully your sugar high will either continue or crash.
I'm
crash
already
and burn.
So sick. I may just spend the weekend in bed.
I feel that way, but I also am thinking I'll probably grab another Snickers when I go back to my desk.
Oh, totally.
Well, enjoy your sugar highs, guys.
Thanks.
Thanks. All happy right.
Bye.
Post-Halloween.
Ooh, bye.
David Harris, and this week on Criminal Injustice. When police officers get into deep trouble, we think their law enforcement careers end. But some of them find a way out. They resign before they're canned and move on to serve and create new and bigger problems in other departments. Is this legal? What about background checks? Does anyone track this? We talked to the country's foremost expert on police licensing and get his ideas for how to stop the problem. That's on the Criminal Injustice Podcast. Find it on iTunes, SoundCloud, and WESA.FM.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.